Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the UNCOMMONTEEN podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week we talk about real life issues that you're facing and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who God created you to be. I'm your host, Jamie Kirshner, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. Do you ever feel like your world is spinning so fast and you just quite aren't sure how to get off of this roller coaster called life? It's like, how did I even get here in the first place? The teen years can be full of school and homework and jobs and sports and after school activities and church and family and friends. It's honestly not surprising that sometimes, or all the time, we feel overwhelmed, stressed out, anxious, and yes, a lack of motivation. Too many things can lead us to a not so fun place called overwhelm, where we don't even want to get out of bed in the morning. You just want to throw the blankets back over your head and go back to sleep for days. We lack motivation to do even the simplest of tasks. I remember hitting a time like this in my life. My life, it felt like it was spinning so fast that it seemed like every time I turned a corner, something big was changing in my life. I finally hit a point where I didn't even know what side was up anymore. I remember singing Big Daddy Weave's song, Overwhelmed, all the time. Now, when Big Daddy Weave wrote this song, he was talking about how he was overwhelmed by how amazing our Heavenly Father is. But for me, I would change those lyrics and I would sing it about my life, how I was so overwhelmed. One lyric in that song says, I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed by you. Yep, that was me. I ended a major overwhelm and praise God, he helps me to overcome and step into real freedom. So I want to help you all today because I have been there. And do I still have a lot going on in my life? Yes. However, I'm no longer in that place of overwhelm like I was before. Now, do I fight off the feeling of overwhelm from time to time? Yes. I would be lying if I said I didn't. But now I find that if I'm fighting overwhelm, I know that it no longer has power over my life. See, there are going to be times in your life when there is a lot going on. And the older you get, the more you find out there's a lot going on. That may be your life right now. So with all that's going on, how do we keep from hitting that place called overwhelm? And let me just say this. Maybe your schedule isn't super busy right now, but maybe you're walking through some big things and it's causing you to be in that place of overwhelm. What we're going to talk about today can help you as well. Psalm 61, 1 through 4 talks about a time where King David had hit that place of overwhelm. He's crying out to God and he says, "Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer." And maybe you are in a place like David, where you're crying out to God and you're saying, God, I don't know what to do. Now, I want you to keep listening to what this psalm says. It says, from the end of the earth, I call to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been my refuge. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been my refuge, or my hiding place, a strong tower against my enemy. Let me dwell in your house forever. Let me take refuge under the shelter of your wings. See, David talked a lot about how God was his hiding place or his shelter or his strong tower. The reason why David talked about God a lot in this way was because he had a lot of opportunities where he could get overwhelmed. Yet he knew that the only way out was to find his hiding place, his safe place, his place of refuge and peace in the one true God. And I love verse 2 where it says, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Have you ever been to the mountains and you are standing at the bottom of a cliff and you look up and all you see is this massive mountain that's in front of you?
There's no telling what's on the other side of that mountain. That's kind of similar to when we are in that place of overwhelm. Sometimes we look around and it's just like, oh, is there any way out? But when we turn to God in that place of overwhelm, it's like God picks us up and places us on the peak of that mountain. I hope you're not afraid of heights. And now we can see with a much clearer perspective what's on the other side. And that is exactly what God wants to do for you. So practically speaking, what does that look like when it seems like our world is spinning so fast? How do we step out of that place of overwhelm? There are a couple of things that are happening in that place of overwhelm. One, there is so much to do sometimes, it's hard to find time for God. And two, it doesn't seem like we ever have enough time in our day. If we can get those two areas under control and align them according to the Bible, it will go a long way with reducing the stress and the overwhelm that we're feeling. So let's talk about the first one, finding time for God. I've heard a quote that says something along the lines of, most people say that they're too busy to spend time with God, but I say, I'm too busy not to spend time with God. And I have to say, I agree. I know for me personally, if I don't take time to spend with God in the morning, I feel like the rest of the day, I am just doing my best to keep my head above water. However, when I take time to spend with God in the mornings, it puts me in a place where I know I can conquer anything that comes my way because God is on my side and he's fighting my battles for me. Proverbs 3, 1 through 2 says, my son or my daughter, do not forget my word, but let your heart keep it. For length of days and years of life and peace, they will add to you. Think about that. God says that when we put him first, when we put his word first, when we put our relationship with God first, he's going to add length of days, years of life, and peace to us. So what does that mean, length of days? It means that you can get more done in your day when you spend time with God than you ever could on your own. Who could use that? I know I could. Long life means that you will live a long and satisfied life. And then the last thing he says he's going to give us is peace. When we take time for God each day, and I really encourage you, take time to spend with him in the morning before you start your day. When we do that, we get to enjoy his peace in our lives. And the reason why I say in the morning before you start your day is you will have that peace as you go throughout your entire day. It is a peace that passes all understanding, meaning we don't even understand why we're walking in peace because our life is so crazy right now, but we are. I don't know about you, but that sounds pretty good to me. And then the second area we need to make sure that we have aligned with the Bible is our time. Time can be a major source of stress. However, if we can get our time in alignment to what God's word says, we will be able to reduce overwhelm. Ladies, life isn't about time management though. It's about priority management. If we want to manage our time, we first have to manage our priorities. Psalm 90 verse 2 says, teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. So what does that mean? Teach us to number our days. It means, God, we're asking you to help us to make our lives count for you. God has a purpose and a plan for every single one of our lives. And I know I want to walk out his plan for my life. And I'm sure you do too. Because I'm telling you, that is the place of your greatest joy, is when you're walking in God's plan for your life. However, most people, they don't lead their lives. They accept them just the way that they are. Something comes up, they're like, okay, I guess it's mine. Oh, that's mine too. You don't have to take on everything that comes your way. You get to make the choice on how you spend your time. And it is okay to say no to things that you don't have to do and that you don't want to do. And when you do say yes, make sure that when you say yes, you're able to say no to something else. Because let me tell you, when you add something on your plate, you are going to say no to something else. If you're not careful, that no will be your free time. So maybe you're not going to have as much free time as you would before. Or maybe time with your friends or time to do your homework. So make sure when you're adding things on your plates that you're able to say no to something else. And kind of off topic just a little bit, if you have a challenge saying no to things, I want you to think about why that is. Could it be because you don't want to upset somebody? You want them to like you? Could it be because you're afraid that you'll feel rejected? Could it be because you're afraid of missing out on something? If that's the case, Ladies, I encourage you to go back to the podcast episode a couple weeks ago called No Fear Here and listen to that episode, because we talk all about those different fears, the fear of rejection, the fear of missing out, the fear of failure. So now I have a little exercise for you to do. If you're driving or you're in a place where you're not able to write, I encourage you to go back later when you do have time and do this, because it will help you so much, especially if you feel like your world is spinning so fast and you're just not quite sure how to get off that roller coaster called life. Take a pen and a paper, and I want you to make 7 columns on that paper. Now, in each of those columns, you're going to write a day of the week. So Sunday goes in the first, Monday in the second, Tuesday in the third, Wednesday in the fourth, and then so on. Then I want you to write out your schedule, what it normally looks like for each of those days. And then I want you to take out 3 different colors of marker, highlighter, crayon, color pencil, whatever. 3 different colors of something you can mark with, and take the first color. And now I want you to circle all the things on that list that are most important. They're non-negotiables. They're things that you have to do. You can't take them off your plate. Things like church and school and homework and work. These things obviously have to stay. And then I want you to take a second color, and now I want you to circle all the things that you want to do, but you don't necessarily have to do them. So like sports or after school clubs or things like that. And then lastly, I want you to take that third color, and I want you to think about, is there anything that you can take off your list completely? Maybe it's something that you don't mind doing, but you don't have to do it, and you really don't want to do it. But go ahead and circle those things, and then I encourage you, if you feel like you have too much on your plate, take some of those things and remove those things from your list. Remove them from your life. You don't need them. They are just taking up your time. And then the last thing I want to encourage you with is this. If you are feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, or maybe like you're drowning under all the stuff and you don't have time to even come up for a breath of fresh air, I want you to take time right now and talk to God. Cast your cares on the Lord. You don't have to take all this on yourself. 1 Peter 5:7 in the Amplified Classic Version of the Bible says, "Casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns once and for all on the Lord, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully." That word cast, when it says casting the whole of your care, means a quick toss, as if somebody put something hot in your hands and you quickly toss it away. It's okay to give those things to God and ask him for his help. He is there for you, and he wants you to come to him. Matthew 11:28 through 29 says, and this is Jesus speaking. He says, "Come to me, all of you who are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest." That word rest means a vacation for your soul. Who could use a vacation on the inside? Ladies, when you feel overwhelmed and stressed, take extra time to spend with God. And I know it seems counterintuitive. It's like, I've got all this stuff going on. How am I going to do it? Well, I heard a piece of advice today, and I want to share it with you. God never told us that we had to do all of the things. He just said, do the first things first. Take that time to spend with God and watch how you will have more time, more energy, more peace throughout your day to get all of the other things done. So when you're feeling overwhelmed and stressed, take a step back. Write down some of these verses that we talked about in this episode today. Read them in the Bible. And then talk to God about your day and the challenges that you're facing. He wants to help you. He has sent his Holy Spirit to live on the inside of you, to guide you to that place of peace. And then I want you to sit back and turn on some praise and worship music and just rest, knowing that God has you in this. Now, if you're like, I really don't know what praise and worship songs to listen to, go to the Uncommon Teen app. You can download that at uncommonteenapp.com and click on the tab that says worship. There is a list of 10 songs that I absolutely love that you can turn on and just soak in God's goodness. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you take action so that you don't have to live in that place of overwhelm any longer. All right, ladies. So as we say every week, I want you to repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, if you are on Instagram and your parents say that it's okay, I want to invite you to join us for our next live Q&A this Friday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Bring your questions, any questions that you have on any topic. I would love to answer them for you. And if you are an adult who is listening to this podcast and you're working with teens, I would love to connect with you. Go ahead and download that Uncommon Teen app as well. Again, you can get that at uncommonteenapp.com and click on the tab that says Connect with Jamie. I would love to learn more about what it is that you do and how I can best support you. All right, ladies, have an amazing week and we'll see you back here next time.
Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And He really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you, and I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.